T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Thursday morning. It's 73 degrees already this morning. An airman with the Kansas Air National Guard has died in a crash.
It happened Tuesday during training exercises near Salina. 30-year-old Wesley Cuby and two other airmen assigned to McConnell Air Force Base in a Humvee when it overturned, throwing them from the vehicle on the Smoky Hill weapons range. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly commented on the accident.
It's shocking to me, but not nearly as shocking it is to these families who have lost a very young loved one so very suddenly and so very tragically.
The cause of the crash has not yet been determined. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A now-defunct Wichita moving company has been ordered to pay more than $119,000 in restitution, civil fines, penalties, and court costs after the company president ignored a consumer protection lawsuit filed by the Sedgwick County prosecutor. District Attorney Mark Bennett says the company, Get a Move On, engaged in deceptive and unconscionable business practices, violating the Kansas Consumer Protection Act. The Wichita Eagle reports the case was prompted by the complaint of a man who hired the company last year for $6,000 to move the contents of his house from Kansas to Georgia. The man reported that Get a Move On delivered only part of the load and that some items that were delivered were damaged.
Lawmakers have several proposals floating in Washington for infrastructure spending after talks stalled between Senate Republicans and the White House.
A group of 10 senators, 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans, are trying to find consensus on a big infrastructure breakthrough.
I can't tell you we're going to succeed. I can't tell you we're going to fail. I know what we need to do next. And then after that, and then after that. And if those go well, then it's going to work out.
Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy did not offer specifics on a price tag or paying for new spending, two areas where the White House and Senate Republicans could not bridge divides. The House Problem Solvers Caucus, made up of 28 Democrats and 28 Republicans, is endorsing a proposal totaling more than $1 trillion. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Facing a surge in air travelers, American Airlines is asking certain workers to put in extra time without extra pay.
The carrier, gearing up for what it expects will be unprecedented summer travel demand, is asking employees to volunteer to work without pay as travel skyrockets. American Airlines reportedly asking some employees to take on six-hour shifts, those shifts that it says are not required. That from a company memo obtained by the Dallas Morning News. American hasn't returned our call, though Delta Airlines last month also reportedly asked its staffers to volunteer for additional work unpaid. TSA says airports screened almost 2 million people at checkpoints. It's the highest number of travelers since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
COVID-19 is not the only killer during the pandemic.
2020 is already known as the deadliest year in U.S. history, but new federal data shows the death rates for several common killers all rose, including Alzheimer's, high blood pressure, stroke, and Parkinson's. And it's the biggest jump in at least 20 years for heart disease and diabetes. What isn't known is how big a role COVID-related factors may have played. People who avoided screenings or hospital visits for fear of catching COVID, who gained weight or cut back on medicine during the pandemic, or how many were weakened by COVID before deaths blamed on other causes. Cancer, the number two killer in the U.S., kept declining in 2020, but some experts think that may have been impacted by COVID becoming the primary cause of death. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are already warm and humid, but temperatures climb just a little bit more as we go into the afternoon. Mostly sunny and hot with a high 92. The heat index near 100. Variable clouds throughout tonight, Tarlow 74. And an isolated thunderstorm may develop on Friday afternoon with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Partly cloudy now, 73 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:36 here on this Thursday morning. Inmates at an Oklahoma prison began receiving special computer tablets this week. It's part of a plan by the Department of Corrections to provide inmates at state prisons with free tablets. The devices include content such as access to a law library, along with some podcasts, books, and educational materials. Tablets can also be used to communicate with their families. Correction officials are excited about the opportunities, but some inmates worry about the high cost of additional services, including access to movies, games, and music. Similar programs allowing inmates to access secure tablets have been rolled out in Arizona, Connecticut, and Utah, but Oklahoma is one of the first in the nation to combine the company's latest tablet and operating system. In other words, you want prison to be just like home, only you can't go outside. Wow.
What it sounds like.
Man. Okay. I thought they were supposed to be doing, well, they don't have to break rocks or anything like that anymore. But anyway. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNS. I want to ask you a question, Ted. You and Jad both.
Mm-hmm.
You listeners can chime in if you, you know, just stay with me on this. Has anybody, you know, I've got my Facebook, my personal Facebook page, post, whatever you call this thing. And every now and then I see on the right, I get these friend requests.
Right.
And 9 times out of 10, I have no idea who they are, so I don't click
just,
on them.
Yeah, just ignore it.
Yeah, so I ignore them. Sometimes I'll see somebody, hey, I haven't seen them, and make them a friend.
There you go.
I've been getting one. Anybody out there been getting one from Eva Kastner-Hesse? Eva Kastner-Hesse.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Eva is apparently really wanting to be a friend on Facebook. Now, I saw she has a photo up of her.
Mm-hmm.
And Eva's kind of an attractive, cheap-looking young woman.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if I, because I don't know who she is.
I
click on that or not, I wonder.
I think the alarm bell should start going off here pretty quickly.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, no kidding. And I get those. I'm going to try to keep track of some of these names because Eva Kastner-Hesse is the one I have today. You probably got one on yours right now, Tim.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking up. Yeah. I've got one from Angie Vikas.
Angie Vikas. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's she look like? She's blonde?
A trashy young.
Trashy.
Mm-hmm. We don't have any mutual friends in common, so I can't understand why she's out to me to be her friend.
Yeah, why would that happen? Interesting. All right, well, I think
I will delete Angie. Sorry.
I checked with our program director, Tony Dusing, about the parking situation and the fact that someone's parked in my space and really said he doesn't think we can do a whole lot about it. But we may go out with a cell phone, a camera, and expose this person.
I think the level of anyone caring besides you is pretty low.
Pretty low. I'm sure that's probably the case. Hey, what's going on at your house? I know anything you want to talk about? I mean, we've already talked about our Facebook friends. I've got something at our house. We've having our front porch replaced. I think Shelly said that it was replaced 40 years ago or something when we did not live there, when we lived next door. But apparently, you know, over the years it has settled. And there was a gap between the bottom of the siding up there and, you know, 3 or 4 inches. And Shelly was getting kind of worried about that. So we contracted a local firm, and they've been out there this week. They tore out all the old cement and everything, and they're replacing that. And they've got the porch pretty much replaced now with the concrete. And now they're going to do the little sidewalk in front. You know what I'm talking about, right?
That'll be pretty nice once that gets all
done. It's going to be like a terrific place to live again. So we're having that done. And those guys, I'm kind of worried about them today. They could dehydrate out there pretty quickly. So anyway, that's what's going on at my house.
I've got a massive crevasse in my front porch.
Do you really?
It's in bad shape.
Well, I can tell you this: if you're gonna replace it, it's not going to be cheap.
I figured as much.
Yeah, those guys work and they expect to be paid for it. Now, we have a situation. I don't know if you heard that report a while ago of American Airlines. Apparently, TSA can't keep up with the people coming through the airports right now. Like 2 million people in a day or something like that. People are late getting to their flights. They don't have enough TSA workers. They don't have enough airline workers. And so American, I guess, is asking their employees if they will just work extra but not get paid for it.
Mm.
I don't connect those dots.
Yeah,
you know, you've got enough business going on that you can't handle it. And you can't hire anybody else, but you don't want to pay to get your job done. Okay. I got a feeling that the union's going to say, why don't we just
why don't we all sit down for a while
and see what happens? It's ludicrous. At any rate, there you go. That's what we're doing this morning, 7:41. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal on the way. Ranking Wichita in venture business climate. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.